foot. See, the back foot is the one that comes along behind, and part of the roughness has been knocked off time that foot gets along there. Because he sets his foot down, this hind foot sets down right where the other one was most all the time. And it's mostly in the same track. Not too much often, but a whole lot of time. It's not as hard, and then all his weight is on his front feet too. Even your rider and everything, his weight is more on his front feet. You never see a horse get broke. He never go down on his hind feet much. It's his front feet that he'll give away on first, because that's where his weight is.
Well, now, what would you call when they toss those, a game they play with?
Horseshoes. Horseshoes.
Well, now, you said they used to have sheep. What would they call the male sheep?
Buck. They're just called a buck, just like a deer buck. Uh-huh. A buck deer, and they're called a buck sheep.
How about the female?
Well, they're called doe. They're all called lambs, mm-hmm. until they get up big enough to be called a doe and a buck.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all the little fellas are all lambs.
Uh-huh.
The males and females are all the same. They're just all lambs.
Mm-hmm.
They're not two kinds of them, you know, two names for them.
Well, now, when a hog is first born, what do they call it?
Pig.
Uh-huh.
Pigs. Pig.
Okay. And then when it gets a little bit older, there's...
Well, they're called, a lot of them are called shoats, S-H-O-T-S or something, somewhere or another, like they're called shoats. And then, of course, when they are marked and taken care of, and then your gilts.
So
the gilt is the girl pigs, and the little bars are the boy pigs, and of course, you castrate all the boy pigs except the one you want to save for stock pig.
Mm-hmm.
Stock pig.
What about a female that's had a litter? What do you call it?
Well, they're gilts until they have pigs, and then after they have pigs, they're called sows.
Uh-huh. You know everything. You just know everything. You do. You know everything.
You just look so much like Billy Joe's sister, Auntie, Billy Joe Morton's little daughter. She's my niece. She looks so much like you.
Really?
She talks and she acts like you. I told Eileen last night, I said, I get her. She still looks just like Angel. My niece, no, that's my wife's sister's girl, and she's 22, I think. Or anyhow, she's supposed to be. She done went through college. I don't know what she's going to do. But anyhow, she talks a whole lot like an accent, a whole lot like you. I believe she could interview.
I wish I could meet her.
I wish she could too, because she's just as sweet as she can be. Well, she just thinks, I like all my nieces and they all like me.
Well, that's good. How about the boys?
Oh, they all like me pretty well, but they're not like me. I like the girls.
What would they call those stiff hairs on a hog's back?
Bristles. Bristles.
And how about those long teeth?
They have tertius. They have tertius. Hogs have tertius. And they have their eye teeth on the bottom. They have two double tertius. The tertius is really one that comes down from the top.
Oh, I
but
see.
These that comes up from the bottom is bad too. And they're bad. That's what they do the fighting. That's what they do the biting with too. They do the hicking sideways.
Mm-hmm.
And they're mean. The hog is meaner than anything, I guess, unless it's a bear.
I didn't know that. They were that mean.
Oh, a wild hog is mean. He'll attack anything. And he'll bear you and whoop it. He can whoop most anything. Well, I mean, he's a pretty good fighter.
Mm-hmm.
But he does it with his jaws and them nurse tertius. Them tertius stick out on this side sometimes on a wild hog or a wild boar, 2 inches long. And boy, when he hits you, he's gonna cut a hole too.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna tear a hole.
Mm-hmm. You know, when a little calf is being weaned, what do you call that noise it makes?
Well, a calf, he can, a sheep bleats.